Hello and welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio ميرايا with me Gabriel Shadar. مرحبا بكم وسمعنا في كل مكان في برنامج Nationwide ونحن في ساعة النقاش. Today I'm with you Gabriel Shadar after quite a long time but I'm back and we will have our guest today in the studio is none other than the chairperson of the Communication and Information Parliamentary Standing Committee in the Transitional National Legislative Assembly. That is Honourable John Agagne. Welcome, Honourable John Agagne, to our discussion hour today.
Thank you very much, Radio Muraya.
And we are happy to have you. And, of course, you have been very, very busy these days, and also the previous year also looking into a lot of issues concerning legislation. And today we will be focusing on how much you have gone through their approval of or passing and discussion of a number of legislations and also what is pending today. مستمعينا في كل مكان معنا اليوم في الاستوديو السيد جون أغاني وهو المتحدث باسم البرلمان المجلس الوطني الانتقالي وهو رئيس لجنة الإعلام والاتصالات في المجلس ونحن اليوم حنتكلم عن إنجازات المجلس فيما يخص التشريعات اللي هم أجازوها والتشريعات اللي لسه ما أجازوها ونشوف إيه الإشكاليات هناك. Today, let's start, Honourable John Agagne, with your business in the last 2 days, especially today. We had some motions being made regarding Juba City Council.
Thank you very much, Joseph. In fact, the Parliament, after the National Parliament treated the national budget, and you know when the budget is tabled, it suspends any other activities in the National Legislative Assembly. So the National Legislature finished the passing of the budget, and immediately after it, we resume our activities as normal. The last 2 weeks, we have been dealing with the bills which are still funding with us in the Assembly. Today, there was the agenda of today was consisting of the three agendas, which were very basic. One of them was the summon which was rendered by the House concerning the life situation of our people in the Republic of South Sudan. And the minister concerned, together with the governor, was the issue of the important matters, the motion which was raised by one of the honorable members to clarify some issues concerning the life situation of our people. Before that, there was a question raised by Honorable Balang, Abalang, that yesterday, I think it was around 3 o'clock in PM, the mayor of city council, actually, I think he was executing his duties as a mayor, and I think one of his duties is to clear the town with those who are randomly sitting along the main roads and causing a lot of maybe crowded roads, and it causes also the cars which are passing by to have difficulties in passing on the main road. So I think the mayor was trying to clear the roads, and immediately after some time he came to the group of people who were actually sitting along the Seventh-day Adventist road, that is the road dividing Juba into four directions, one going to Gudeli, one going to Juba, one going to Custom, and one going to the Hereford. Now there were people sitting along the way going to Gudeli, and I think we have seen a mayor, and I think the video went viral throughout the whole city and throughout the whole world. I think it has been seen at the limit of the world, that the mayor was holding on his left hand a pistol, and then eventually he went and he slapped a certain woman who was standing by the road. And in fact, among other activities that he overperformed, people got this video, and it went viral after some time. And it was brought into attention of the House this morning by many honorable members who were actually witnessing the case. I think the video has been already displayed all over. And this was discussed by the House as an urgent an important matter. For that regards, sometimes in the National Legislative Assembly, according to the Conduct of Business Regulation, we can raise a motion without notice. That means you may raise a motion without notifying the person concerned or the institution concerned. So it has been raised this morning, and the resolution of the House was like that, was as follows. One, the mayor, in fact, has to be immediately removed from his position. And, of course, that can be done through the governor. So the resolution of the House is demanding the mayor to be removed from his position. And then also he has to be removed as a county commissioner of Lore, of Lanya County. And for that matter, the mayor will be facing subsequent laws which is preventing all of us, those people who are actually administering this nation. We are not supposed to be seen using the law into our hands. So anybody who is to be considered and of course will be accused person has to be dealt with through the laws. So the mayor has overacted, and because he overacted, the National Assembly also overacted by removing him and advising the governor immediately to put this resolution into effect. So that is one of the dominating item of today in the National Legislative Assembly.
So yani bil arabi kida, what is his offense, the acting mayor?
بالمناسبة أنا دار هكون واضح وأنا بفتكر الأخ مير the mayor of city council I hope he's listening to me يعني هو أصلاً أظن هو كان بنادي واجبات بتاعه كمير في جوبا سيتي كونسل which in fact include the place where the incident took place المهلاد كان مباري هو كان بدي واجبات بتاعه كالعادة وعزين جاء في نقطة بتاع إنه لقى الناس في قريب لسينية بتاع 7-day Adventist لقى مجموعة من الناس هنا كان ببيعوا حاجات النمسيات وحاجات اللي ببيعوا في حتة داك عزين all of us knows that فأزول دا جاء مير جاء وهو كان شال في يده مسدس وجاء طوالي لواحد من النزوان اللي كان ببيعوا حاجات عبر الطريق وقام خفت المرأة يعني publicly فوقت فتت المرأة الناس كله جروا وكلوا حاجاتهم تهت وبدأ كان يحدي ويعمل رهاب للناس بشكل كده شكل قبيح شوية فبالتالي الناس الممثلين الشعب مثل البرلمان ما ممكن يسكتوا في هذا العمل البشر وأننا كناس مسؤولين ما ممكن يعني واحد يستخدم قانون في يده لو في أي زول خلطان أنا بيفتلو بلاك في محاكمات بتاعنا يعني everybody can go to court.
Now I get your point there, Honorable John Agang, but the root cause maybe is a mixture of you take the government takes people who are having military background, security background, and put them into public service positions. So there is a risk in that position. So what happens if you take somebody from the military background, security background, you put them in the public service kind of service and assignments? There is a risk there. So what happens? What is your other recommendation when it happens that people from military background are put in such positions and they are likely to keep carrying their guns?
Yeah, comrade Joseph, with my due respect to what you boys out, in fact, militants are actually people who are also confused with right and duties. You know, as a human being in this South Sudan and also around the world, there are people who have been militant. And at a certain point, they resign or maybe their service or term of service has finished. And they have come back to civil. They have to operate like any other civil person. So they should not come with their military mind to terrorize people or to do whatever they do. Myself, who is speaking to you, I'm actually a major, somebody in the army. I have a rank in the army. I was been fighting in the bush for many years.
As a veteran.
Now, as a veteran. Yeah. And now, if I behave with my fellow human being like myself, I cannot take my military man and fly on you immediately. This is not human. You know, I need also to consider that not everybody is militant.
Yeah.
There are some people who are civilian. And also, there is this, also, these soldiers are the public, they call them Mozabal Am.
Yeah, public servants.
Yeah, and they are public servants. They are Duma Mozabin Al Am. Mozabal Am. Inter Mozabal Am, lazim yakun inter wajib wal hugugat. وبنفس الوقت انت المفروض تعرف كويس انه زول يعني درسوا بالقانون مثلا لكن هنا في military you are taught the military discipline like even if you are a criminal and I want to arrest you I will never come and totally begin beating you I will say please can you allow me to talk to you a little bit and by the way you know it will be a subsequent arrest
yeah.
I will explain that you know I want to talk to you you know there is a certain situation that I would like to know
yeah.
and I put you slowly till I arrest you
mm-hmm.
I will not immediately come and apply my gun on you and then I become a party even to that problem.
My second point regarding the issue which is as an urgent matter
yes.
is the law enforcement. You are legislators but also you are there to see how the execution of laws are being done. One thing is like putting the markets, public places in order. For the last 10 years, every mayor has been trying to keep the 7 days, seventh day roundabout clean, but it never worked. Is it a problem of the... what is the problem that your executive wing of the government cannot really enforce laws to be standing and every time there is a new reinforcement and it's never ending.
In fact, I want to correct that idea. We are not law enforcement
yes,
agencies.
You are following
and,
them.
And in fact, yeah. Yes, that is the right side of the story, which I want
them.
To give you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Parliament can monitor the executive mm-hmm. how they execute the laws.
Yeah.
And by the way, this rampant way of selling things along the road is done by foreigners, not basically by South Sudanese. It's done by our neighboring countries, like, for example, Uganda. Most of them who are selling these mosquito nets and the tents and all these are Ugandans. They are not South Sudanese. But, you know, we are also custodian of their security. Even if they are foreigners, they should not be subjected to barbaric behavior. Mm. So, in fact, the mayor, I think, was acting in good faith, want to deter people just to leave the road. But in fact, he overacted. That is why I use the word overacting. Yeah. But it means that the mayor was executing his duties. As a mayor, he has to be there in person, has to actually encourage his fellow followers to do the right thing. But what was the wrong thing was that he himself was the one beating people.
Mm. Yeah.
That is where you as a commander, I think, I don't know his nature of military. If he was a military person, I don't know what level of military he reached. Because, you know, usually as a militant, you give orders and you supervise the orders that you have given. You don't give the order and begin to sleep. You give orders and see that how they are executed.
Mm.
So I was expecting him to say that they should be chased honorably on along the road, asking them, for example, to pick their thing and go. If they refuse to do so, this is where now you can collect them with their properties, put them into the car, you go and interrogate them. Give them directive that you are not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So if you were to do that one, nobody can stop him.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is overacting when you start beating people by your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Honorable, on that. Let us go back to our main topic for today is the legislations that you have been passing and you have been working on. And let us have a quick look on how many and how important are some of the legislations that you have passed?
Well, if we begin with the legislation that we passed, I think that one will give us a very chance to let us understand definitely why are we here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I will begin with one of the bill that we passed. Or before I start with the bill, let me begin with another item, which is called the status of implementing of the R axis, which in fact this kind of item has to be reported by the chairman of RGMEC.
Mm-hmm.
he did brought this report right away after we came to the National Legislative Assembly. Yes. Mm. And this was to evaluate the agreement as to how far the government implement and which part of it has remained. Mm. That report, we read it, and then it was deliberated in the House and it was passed. One of the items also we passed is the urgent matter which was raised by one of the honorable members of the catastrophe situation in Sudan. You know, the situation of Sudan, in fact, caught us unaware. And then, for that matter, we were actually having a lot of problem to deal with. And definitely, we were not able actually to bypass it because it also concerned us. So that one was also discussed within the last few days, and then it was passed. Another thing was also the motion of the public importance on the imposition of the third schedule of the Investment Promotion Act 2009. This also was being deliberated at the House level, and then the necessary minister were summoned, and then accordingly, I think it was passed with all the recommendations and observation that has been seen by the House. Another topic which was also very urgent and important, and it was also passed, is an urgent matter of the importance of imposition. Also, it was on the same line, mm-hmm. concerning the Act 20, the Promotion Act 2023. There were two, the first and the second. So both of them were passed. And when we come to bills,
what is Promotion Act? What is it about?
Yeah, the Promotion Act is that when this was the law of trading between us and other countries, uh-huh. and within South Sudan. Now, like for example, let us become particular. When you want to retail, a South Sudanese can retail. But the other people who come to South Sudan to invest in this field of trading, they must sell their goods in wholesale. Mm. They should not resell. So the mayor, the people concerned, the minister concerned, and also the other people concerned with it were asked as to why the foreigners are involved in retailing. So people were been asking this question, and the government has been given a resolution that this retailing should be given to the national so that our people also gain momentum. But while our foreigners, and you know that our market are controlled by foreigners, especially Somalian, Eritrean, Ethiopian, and etc. You saw that the market is completely out of our hands. So to return it back to our hand, we must enforce this law. The law which was made in when we were
so
not
it was
yet
passed and it's pending,
yes, it was
pending approval.
No, it was passed. Now I'm coming to the pending bills.
I mean, this one, if it is passed, it goes where now? It goes to the presidency?
It goes to the Minister of Trade and okay. Minister of Concern so that they can implement it. And mm-hmm. the House now has already commissioned the committee concerned of trade to follow them down.
Okay.
So that the market is really regained back by our South Sudanese mm-hmm. people.
Okay.
Another law which was also on our interest, it was not a law, but it was a delegation sent, parliamentary delegation, who went to IFET 146 IPU. Mm. This kind of visit of IPU visit, the report was tabled and then it was passed accordingly because that one also concerned us. Mm-hmm. Now coming to the laws that we have in pending at our hands, some of them are passed and some are still standing. Let me go quickly mm-hmm. over them
yeah.
so that our public also can listen to them and they follow from there. In fact, there is this National Mine Action Authority Bill 2023. It is still funding. It has been already tabled by the Minister of Justice, repair to the Legislation and Justice Defense and Veteran Affairs. It is still lying there, and we are checking on them, I think, within a very few days to come. They will report it back to the House. Mm-hmm. Another one was the National Archive and Records Management Bill 2023. By the way, let me remind our public, the bill that we are now handling are the bill which has come to their house. There are many bills, later on I will touch them.
Yes.
They are still pending with the agencies which are supposed to raise them. So if the bill did not yet come, the only thing we do is that we need to follow them with, we need to make the follow up with the agency concern, and then eventually it can be tabled. So this one are the one now at our compound, and we are dealing with them. The third bill is the National National Public Health Institute Bill 2023. It is a new bill. It is now in process, and I hope within the few coming days it's still funding. In within few coming days, the committee informed us that they are still working on it, and they will bring it. Another bill is the Public Built, the Public Financial Management and Accountability Act, which is now in its third reading stage. It was being discussed last week. It went to the third reading stage, and hopefully, I think it will come to the House for the final, for the third and the final reading. Then we go to another, which is the bill number three, which was discussed today, is the Bank of South Sudan Act 2011 amended, Bill 2023. It was discussed today in its second reading, and it will be it has been passed to the third reading, and eventually it will go to the final reading stage.
So this one, when you say it is, was passed to the third reading, it is very important. Like, what is the major, observations about the South Sudan Bank? Just quickly in 1 minute.
Well, in 1 minute, you know, banking system in South Sudan, they have so rampant, and there is no any regulation regulating them. The bills are so shorted because we were being a regional government. We were not the republic. Now that we become republic, we need to regulate, really, the banking system in the Republic of South Sudan. And instead of having 14 to 20, which are not giving services to our people, it is better to have 3 or 4, which are effective. You know, banking system can also give you borrowing, can also get you a letter of guarantee so that you can borrow money and you can go to the market and you invest. Now, these banks are not doing that because they pull short of credibility. Some of them are not really a bank that can sustain their own activities. So for that matter, this bill will serve that purpose, as to screen all the banks and see how credible are they, and then definitely they will squeeze them into manageable number that our people can benefit from.
Good, good. Now, the question also is about the Public Financial Management and Accountability Bill, or Act. Where is it? Second reading, first reading?
No, we have done now. It is in third reading now.
Third reading.
Yeah, in the third reading. So hopefully next week or so, if the committee is ready, then it can come to light. It will discuss it. You know, when it is in the third reading, when the every bill, second reading is treated in generalities of the bill. Yeah, and the general features of the bill as to see whether it is compatible with constitution. You see also the outsider, the other countries, how are they acting, and so on. That is generalities. But when you come to particularities, now it is in substantively discussed in the third reading.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. Now, this is very important, and these laws are all in line with the required regulations for the ARSIS.
For sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Okay, good.
They came from all of them, the bill that I read, they came from NCSC.
Yes, good.
With the exclusion of those which are new, they did not go to NCSC, but those who are already amended, they come from NCSC.
Okay.
And the sixth bill is the Banking Act Bill, Amendment Bill, which is already, the bill was already there, but now we need to arrange it with, there are conflicting phrases and clauses which we need to align with our constitution and also with other compatible regulations.
Yeah.
So that one also is coming in. This will be basically now the South Sudan, the boss, will be able now to have the banking system, as we put it. The first one was for the South Sudan Bank, but this one is the bank that can regulate, is a regulation that can regulate any other banking system in South Sudan.
Okay, that's
to align
that's,
it to other.
That's interesting.
The seventh one is the National Security Service Act, which you people are very particular about. And I hope it is a nationwide demand.
Yeah.
It's not Radio Maria or individual. Yeah. But, you know, as a custodian of the people, you need also to render them people as to see where this bill has reached.
Yeah.
So this national security bill, it has been passed from the second reading to the third reading stage now. And hopefully, let me also assume that the chairperson concerned is now working very hard to bring it to our attention next week.
Good.
And this has called for amendment, which was very known, Amendment 54 and Amendment 55, which people are very, very particular about. And later on, I will give clarification on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is also this National Social Insurance Fund Bill, which is a new bill. It is not an amendment, so we are now working on it, and it will also see light. So in South Sudan, there are these companies, which are pocket companies. Sometimes they are not even credible to operate, but they are operating because we lack the regulation. So this one will deal with that. Number nine is the Southern Sudan Anti-Corruption Act, 2009. Amendment Bill 2023. This one has come from the NCAC, and of course is one of the bill that our people's eye are on, and not even our people, and including the National Assembly, is demanding this amendment to be done, because the corruption in our country, in our government, are very rampant. Our people are very corrupt. And for that matter, the corruption cannot be ruled. By the way, let me remind all of us, corruption is something that is, even in the United States of America, is standardized. It is done in a standard form. But we do it nakedly because of ignorance, or maybe because of the lack of laws. So, in fact, this kind of law, we need it very, very, very much in South Sudan.
Okay.
Because, you know, corruption is something of a human nature,
yep,
and we must eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
Another one which we also need to look at is the National Election Act, which is also a badly needed kind of legislation for this moment. If we are to go for election in 2024, this bill must be quickly and rapidly compatible with Constitution, and it must be passed. Mm-hmm. Those clauses which need to be amended should immediately go for amendment, and it must come to light because we need it.
Yeah.
Another bill, which is number 11, is the National Revenue Authority Act, which we also need to amend. It came from the NCAC, and it was also tabled by the Minister of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now in its second reading, and I hope we will also pass it to the third reading as quickly as it comes from the committee concerned. We also have, now we come to convention. We are finished with the bill, we come to the conventions.
Yeah, you just named them running quickly.
Named them running quickly. We have this convention on the cost of ammunition, 2008. We have the convention on the eradication of the statelessness. We have the convention of relating to the status of the statelessness persons. And then we come to policies. Policies, we have the policy the petrol policy, the petrol government policy, which is supposed to be in any strategic plan. By the way, I need to congratulate the minister. This minister is the first minister in this time who brought his policy and his strategic plan, the Minister of Federal Affairs. And we have the tourism policy also, which was being brought by the Minister of Tourism and Wildlife and Tourism. Then also we have the federal policy and strategic, which is also, it has been already deliberated and it is passed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yes, these are quite good legislations. And let me ask a question. Now, you are receiving this from NCAC, and all of us, we know NCAC has been facing problems. that delayed even your work. So while you were discussing here, also they were pending, they stopped working for a couple of months. Do you think that the NCAC will be moving faster enough so that you catch up before election?
Well, you know, the NCAC has not been revitalized when it was delaying. Now that the NCAC has been already revitalized, I don't see any reason why they should keep on funding the bills. Because not every bill in South Sudan is asked by the agreement to be scrutinized by the NCAC. There are such specific bills which were being asked by the agreement, and they are very few in number. So now I presumably believe that they remain with 7 or 8. Okay. Which they're supposed to quicken and bring them in. Now, if any delayment happened there, we are not responsible, but they must be blamed because they are talking of running chart of finances. And the National Legislative Assembly or the National Legislature is not responsible for their funding. Mm-hmm. So they should trace their funding. The funding should have come from our counterpart together with the government. Yeah. And I think the government has done it fat. So they should talk to their brothers on the other side of the river to bring the funding, and then it goes.
Yeah. Honorable John Agang, there is a long debate going about pending legislations that are not being seen for the last 10 years before the assembly. This one is the environment bill. Is it part of the agreement? Is it outside of the agreement? What is happening with that bill? Where is it?
Well, we cannot conceive, as long as the bill did not come to the House, we will never know which one is demanded by the NCAC together with the agreement and those which are not. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in the text of the agreement...
But as an MP, you think that this
I'm giving you an answer now. Mm-hmm. The problem is people fought at that level of institution where the bill generates. Sometimes they quarrel over the clauses. And this has overlapped the time. They don't allow them to come with the bill, because the bill actually has to be standardized by the Minister of Justice. They should do their work quickly and then hand it over to the Minister of Justice, who can standardize it and reconcile it with Constitution. Mm-hmm. And back, it will bring it back to them, and then it will be tabled in the National Council of Ministers. But sometimes they quarrel over the bill before they even submit it to the Minister of Justice, which is not fair for the people of the Republic of South Sudan. They should do it very quickly, because these bills are very urgent. Like this environment bill is very, 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 very urgent. And sometimes, you know, our bills are played over by the institution concerned even. The institution concerned should have followed the Minister of Environment herself, which is a female, by the way. Mm-hmm. She should have followed this bill up to the limit where it is. But sometimes you pass the bill to a certain end, to a certain maktab, to a certain office, and there you relax. How will you see your bill been run? And there are a lot, hundreds of thousands of bills which are lying. Mm-hmm. So in fact, it is the institution concerned, it is our collective work. The National Legislative Assembly, the Committee Concerned of Environment, should make the follow-up. They should not also sit down and wait. Mm-hmm. They should also go to the concerned ministries and also ask them, where are these bills? If they are lying with the Minister of Justice can be called and clarified. Mm-hmm. If they are lying with the institution concerned, they may be asked to quicken the process.
Yeah.
So, in fact, we are caught in crossfire.
Yeah. Honorable John Agang, thanks for your elaborate. Do you think that the current National Legislative Assembly, Transitional National Legislative Assembly, will catch up with all its work before the interim period?
Well, my answer is definitely a big no. Why? You know, the National Legislative Assembly is the first arm of the government. By the way, we are not second, we are not the third, we are the first. We can even impeach the president. That kind of power is with us. You cannot undermine the Minister of the National Legislative Assembly or the National Legislature for that matter. Mm. So in fact, we are not going to run short of any activities. We are knocking our doors. We have now enough tools to operate. And by the way,
will you accomplish all the tasks?
Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. We will. We will, because now the necessary bill that has been demanded by the agreement, most of them, we pass them, or some are still pending to be passed. Mm. So definitely, I think within 6 months' time, we will clear every law that needs by the agreement. And the ball will be on the courtyard of the government, the executive, to go ahead with their plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that the national legislature will delay any budget, mm-hmm. no, and any law.
Oh,
no.
How would you respond to some of the criticism that comes to the MPs, that they are sleeping on the bills, that they are just thinking about their own emoluments and all that kind of things? Do you think it is a fair judgment for you?
You know, we are accountable to people. Like myself, I came through election of 2010.
Mm.
And totally and responsibly, I'm totally accountable to my people who elected me.
Mm.
There is nowhere that I could not be followed by my people. So if our people are making those statements, it is because they want to check on their MPs. What are they doing? For me, I will take it positively that they are checking on us. They are not actually abusing us because, you know, sometimes we don't elaborate enough. We don't come to Razio like I did today, sitting on it and inform our people that this is the process of the bill that we are doing. So we do things and we keep quiet. So we need to be blamed if we are not talking. Now that I'm a talking MP, every week I will be coming here to inform you that, in fact, we have reached this extent.
You are highly welcome.
Yes.
Let me give the floor now to some of the listeners who are there to interact and ask questions. Please, listeners, be brief and ask your question directly, or also give your comment in a very short way. And the line for the SMS is 0912177141. And the also call lines are 0929. 686297, and also our regular the Zen lines are 0912062950 and also 0912062079, and I will be picking your calls for Honorable John Aganya to hear and also comment. Hello, Nationwide.
Hey.
Yes. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Ms. Akir.
Mr. Nurmi Mana.
The John Mayan Pitorit.
Welcome, John.
Albasana, that was the Nala Kalamata Maya. Al Karar Slim Awal Mara. Al Nas Barlaman Amal Grad. We took us Grad basically there. Yan is all there is out Al Mortin Udrubuda, wake up there, Kalim Chapter Balak. Well, not the Sibajatom, the Kalim Chapter Balak did. But it's why I do kumkum be mar im si woke fishar na gem je durnas dera sal batay
shukran
dela kalamata bank data ba na ma bas ma inglizi
ay
ana ma bagdar ala fog shukran
okay shukran na khod mutasil tani hello we've lost that caller there hello yes welcome marhaba
ya konak
Yes, welcome. Hello. We seem to have lost that caller. Please keep calling again. And of course, this is Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio Mirai with me, Gabriel Shadar. And I have some, more callers here. Hello.
Yes, good evening, Kapil Joseph Shadar.
Tamam.
Andrea Camilo Ongwam, I'm calling from Kangri Fayam.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Honorable Jonathan, I really welcome you in the studio of Radio Mirai this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Trust should be said to let the citizens of this country, then to let the citizens of this country knows you are working for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are talking there, as you are talking on the Radio Mirai, but all these people, petition, some are still sending. For how long will you go to conflict them?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The second question. Last year you were talking vigorously by saying that we are ready for elections.
Mm.
When physical yes has come out, you member of parliamentary, you failed to bring elections by get out.
Mm.
Where are we now? As you pass Calgary. Budget has been made and you didn't bring out the election budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, this is my question to him and I need the education from him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. There is a question from one of the listeners, Ballerino. Pellerino from Torino says, the MPs also have acted militarily by calling for his for the mayor's dismissal. Why not summoning him as usual? That is a question from one of the listeners. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm fine. Who's calling?
This is Thomas calling from Kwajok.
Welcome, Thomas.
I want to appreciate the presence of the Speaker of the National Assembly in the...
He's a spokesperson,
Spokesperson. Mm. And I appreciate also the way he explains, I mean, the frankness and the openness.
Mm.
I have two questions. The first one is about this issue of the mayor.
Mm.
Now, what is going to happen after? Is it just a matter of firing, or is it going to be prosecuted? Because he has violently, you know, physically assaulted a person on the road.
Mm.
Is he going to be prosecuted? One. Mm. Two, about the bills and passing of bills in the parliament. He said he's elected 2010, so he's elected by the people.
Mm.
I know many members have just appointed.
Mm.
Being a part of appointees, how far do you think they are going to pass bills which are in the interest of the people? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Let me go back to Honorable John again. There are a few questions for you there from the listeners.
Yeah, in fact, I will very quickly go. The first caller was talking about the overacting and then also the delayment of activities that are supposed to be rendered by the National Legislative Assembly. And then you come to the banking system, which he said it was being said in English, so he does not understand.
Mm-hmm.
But let me make it clear in Arabic. In fact, Al-Bunuk al-Mawjud fi Junuba Sudan Aslan, the Bunuk Aslan ma indum al-istata'at al-matluf in the shab bita Junuba Sudan. وبهذا أنا بقصد إنه لازم كل البنوك الموجود في جنوب السودان ممكن لأصل الوقت الشغل الأم بعمله لازم يقدموا الخدمات للمواطن مثل إنه أنت ده تسلف لك سلفية منه وتديم جرانتي بتاع إنه عندك أوراق بتاع البيت وأنت ده تتعجر أنت بودي أوراق ده لزول وتقوله يا أخي أنا دار لي قروش بمبلغ كده وبزمن كده لو أنا ما جبته يا هو أوراق البيت أنت ممكن تبيع البيت ده قانونيا فالبنوك بشكل هذا they don't have that guarantee. So for that matter we are making law أننا قاعدين نعمل قانون بهذا الشكل عشان مواطن يستفيد منه.
Okay.
ده الأول ده.
No.
أما الأخونا نمرة 2 اللي هو برضو سائل سؤال مهم شديد قال إنه people of the Republic of South Sudan especially the member of parliament he does not understand whether they are capable of doing all the laws that the people need so that they can also do the activities that the people are need if their people are in need. Also he went the second question for him was depending of course of election. We left the election budget to be funding, and in the last budget we did not bring any. There were no built of that nature. Now let me clarify this, and I will clarify it clearly. The last budget, which is 2023-2024, was actually a normal budget. By the way, election is an item by itself, which people need to budget for. Now the government, as we speak, they are doing the budget now of election next year. So it is by itself an item that will never be inclusive to the other activities. It will be just attached to the real budget. So the budget of next year, which is 2024-2025, definitely it will bear this item. So we did not leave it out. It was not even brought to the National Legislative Assembly, for that matter. So they were only bringing the budget of 2023-2024. Mm. Next year, 2024-2025, they will bring the election budget. So I hope our caller has understood that.
That is clear.
Our friend Thomas, whom I also, the third person who asked a question, was asking the question of Mayor, why the parliament also act militarily to give him a blow tooth by tooth and end by end.
Mm.
You know, I think the National Legislative Assembly did not act militarily. It is because the mayor has overacted. I use the word overacting. He has already taken law into his hand. and begin beating people in the street, and he was having a fistel in his left hand. So how do you, in fact, how do you minimize such a gravity? It was the gravity of the problem that the assembly took action, because, by the way, if you advise us not to behave like that, say it clearly. Because we thought that we were protecting your rights. Now, if you people are complaining, why are we punishing mayor? Then we will, okay, we will sit back and see those things going ahead. Even I thought this action will deter people in uniform not to behave the way the mayor behaved. So if you think that we can allow you to be treated the way that happened, we have no problem. We will apologize for the action because the resolution has already been made. We will never draw it back. But later on, when we see such activities, we will not behave the way we are.
This is another kind of question here. It's like you guys, MPs in the Lowest House, 2 months, 3 months, no salary. What are you doing?
Yeah, that question, I think, is a very good question. You know, we were been languishing, and I hope our people were closely following us when the national budget was tabled. Now, one of the fighting issue was the question of restructuring of the salaries of organized forces and the army, including the army. So definitely, when we pass the budget, we pass it with 400%. Now, with this 400%, all the payment, all the payroll need to be restructured. They should not be like the normal payroll that we were being used to. So I think the Minister of Finance did not make any statement saying that we don't have money. But what I think is that they are restructuring the payrolls. And as soon, and it is not actually something small, you know, our population, the population which is being employed, which has been contracted by the government, is very high.
Yes. Oh.
So by doing this, it can delay our processes. We did not say that the money is not there. The money is there. So just be patient. I think within the few coming weeks, our people will receive the meaningful salaries which has been already restructured.
Thank you very much. I'm left with just 1 minute. Thank you very much, Honorable John Agai, for your time on Radio Miraya. And I think this time is not even enough. We will have you again and again in the coming weeks or coming months. In the next 6 months, as you said, we will ask you what is happening. You have reached 6 months and where are you?
Yes.
So I give you 30 seconds for your message to the listeners.
Well, this is my fourth time to be here in Radio Maraya, I think, and I really want to congratulate Radio Maraya because they are the people who always serve our people with the first-hand information. I congratulate them. And my last message is that our people should very closely follow the government. We, the Member of Parliament, we are your properties, if you want us to call ourselves like that. We are your properties, and by the way, don't fear to call us, to tell us anything. Otherwise, you are losing your own rights. So I really thank our people who have been listening and those who have made contribution. I also thank them and encourage many people next time to be in so that they put also forward their consent. And hopefully, I hope they will get the satisfactory answer that they need. And God bless all of us and bless Radio Maraya.
Thank you very much, Honorable John Agai, the chairperson of the Communication and Information and in the Parliamentary Standing Committee, for being with us on Radio Miraya. It has been all from Radio Miraya's Nationwide Discussion Hour. It's me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening. Shukran Kathir, Honorable.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.